A local flood? This is Ken Ham, author, speaker and blogger on science and the Bible's reliability. Now this week we've been looking at the idea of a gap of time between the first two verses of Genesis. One popular version of this idea has Satan falling and then God destroying the world with the so-called Luciferian flood. Well, there's several problems with this. First, it actually defeats the purpose of having a gap of time. You see, this gap is supposed to account for the rock layers and fossils, but a Luciferian flood would have destroyed all those rock layers and laid down new ones. Second, you now have to say Noah's flood was just a local flood. A global flood would have ripped up all those layers and laid down new ones, but Genesis describes Noah's flood as global. There's no gap in Genesis.
There's so much more to learn about God's Word, science, and apologetics at AnswersRadio.com. You can also listen to this program again at AnswersRadio.com.